Listen now to the Word of God from the book of Isaiah. The Lord the Eternal, He has given me a well-trained tongue, that I may rightly answer the ungodly. Morning by morning He awakens me to learn my lesson, and never have I disobeyed or turned away. I let them lash my back and pluck out my beard. I never hid my face from shame and spitting. The Lord, the Eternal, He will help me, so I am not confounded. I set my face like a flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He who will vindicate me is at hand. Who dare oppose me? Side by side let us stand. Who dares to charge me? Let him draw near. The Eternal, He will help me. Then who can worst me? They shall all go to pieces like a robe consumed by moths. Whoever of you reveres the Eternal, listen to His servant's voice. Whoever is walking in the dark, without a ray of light, let him have confidence in the Eternal, and lean upon His God. But for you who kindle strife, who set the world ablaze, be gone to your flames, all of you, to the firebrands you have lighted. This is your fate from me, to lie in torments. For the Eternal will have pity upon Jacob, and once more take Israel as his own, settling them in their own country, where foreigners shall join them, and attach themselves to the household of Jacob. The household of Israel shall be conducted home by outside nations, and then Israel shall hold them as slaves in the land of the Eternal, thus making captives of their former captors, and ruling over their oppressors. Then shall it be that after the Eternal grants you relief from your agony and misery and the slavery that you've had to suffer, you shall raise this taunt song against the king of Babylon, crying, "How the tyrant is hushed, his mad rage hushed, the club of the godless the Eternal has crushed. The rod of oppression that smote the nations in a passion, blow after blow, that enslaved races in a fury, and never let them go. Now the whole earth lies at peace, bursting into song. The very cypresses exult. The cedars of Lebanon cry, 'Now that you are fallen, no man seeks to fell us.' The underworld is astir to greet you, astir to meet you, rousing all the ghosts for you that on earth were chieftains, moving monarchs of the world from their thrones to hail you, one and all of them, to cry to you, 'So, you are weak now as we are, so you fare as we fare.' Your pomp has passed down to the world below, you and your peals of music. Maggots are spread under you around your coverlet. What a fall from heaven on high, O shining star of the dawn! How low and limp you lie, who once swayed all the nations, you who once said to yourself, 'I will scale the sky, I will set my throne supreme above the stars on high, I will sit on the hill of the gods in the far, far north, I will scale the cloud banks and rival the Most High.' And down you drop, down to the world below, down to death's abyss you go. Those who see you scan you, mark you, and then muse, 'Is this the man who made earth tremble? Who shook empires? Who made a desert of the world, demolishing its cities? Who never let a prisoner go to return home? Kings of the nations sleep in their honor, each within his tomb. But you are flung down where dead bodies lie, of men the sword has slain, unburied like a corpse trod underfoot, like a scion disowned. You shall not sleep with your fathers in the grave, for your country you have wasted, your own people you have killed. Never be the wicked's race mentioned upon earth, his sons be slaughtered for their father's guilt, lest they go on to seize the world and multiply upon the earth. I will rise against Babylon, the Lord of hosts declares, stripping it of its renown and of its remnant. Of citizen and scion, the Eternal declares, I will turn it into pools of water, and make it a mere haunt of bitterns. I will sweep it with a broom of Baal, the Lord of hosts declares. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Isaiah.